Well, hello again. This is Mace Haroff for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. And this week, I want to talk to you about closing. You know, I'm frequently contacted by medical sales reps who tell me that they want to be better at closing. In fact, I recently received a call from a medical sales rep who said, you know, I suck at closing and I really need your help. I want to be a better closer. Have you ever thought this yourself? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't, but I asked him, I said, do you mean that you want to close more sales? And he said, yeah, I need better closing skills. My closing skills suck. Well, you know, I hated to be the one to break the bad news, but it wasn't his closing skills that sucked. It was his selling skills that sucked. You see, when you do everything else in the sales process right, closing is just the logical next step for the customer to take. You can't just focus on the perceived last step in the sales process and hope that it is the magic bullet that is going to increase your closing rates. In fact, in most cases, it won't. You see, most salespeople try to hang their hat on just one aspect, this one aspect of selling, and hope that it will turn things around for them. Well, imagine the sales process as asking someone for a date. You've done this, you know what I'm talking about. And the person you're asking doesn't know you. In fact, they haven't thought about dating anyone, but they're at least open-minded about talking to you. So, your approach is to immediately focus on the product, which, by the way, is you. And you say, hi, I'm a great guy. I have a good job. I'm good looking. I'm fun. I drive an expensive car. I wear an expensive watch. I have an American Express Platinum card. What do you think? Now, the reality is that approach and close, what do you think? It might work for you. Offer it to enough people and someone might say, platinum? You carry platinum? You mean like if we go somewhere, we can hang out in one of those really cool airline lounges? Yeah, I'll go out with you. I'll travel, whatever. But most reasonable people would say, I don't know you, or let me think about it. Do you ever hear that on your sales calls? So let's say you kept the presentation the same, but you just changed the close. In other words, instead of saying, what do you think? You instead say, can I use that platinum card to buy you dinner on Friday night? Do you think you'd get better results? I mean, that's a better close, right? You're asking someone for a commitment. Well, again, if that person doesn't see any value in going out with you, it doesn't matter how you ask for the commitment. It's just not going to happen. You don't need to close better. You need to sell better. So instead of focusing on you, let's say you instead focus on the person you want to go out with. And instead of talking about the product, in other words, yourself, you talk about the buyer, in other words, the other person. You might ask, so what do you like to do? And the other person says, I like to cycle. And you say, wow, that's great. Me too. How often do you ride? What kind of bike do you have? When are you going to be riding again? You're riding on Saturday morning? Wow, do you think I could join you? I'd like to see if I can keep up with you. I can join you, yeah? Great. And hey, how about if after the ride, we have a cup of coffee? In fact, I'll buy. You know what'll happen? You'll probably get a yes, unless the person has another commitment or just doesn't like you at all. But why would this work as compared to your other approach? Because you've asked for a commitment after establishing some common ground. You know the other person likes to cycle. You know what kind of bike the other person has. You've expressed interest in taking some time to know them by riding with them. And once that person agreed to let you ride along with them, asking that person to join you for a cup of coffee, well, that was easy. It was easy. And once you get to know that person over that cup of coffee, inviting that person for dinner or a show or whatever you want to do, it's going to be a lot easier because you will be developing more common ground and the relationship will develop. It's the logical next step to get together with that person again. And closing is just a logical next step when everything else is done correctly. You see, a great close won't salvage a lousy sales presentation. but a great sales presentation that is properly planned and flawlessly executed leads comfortably to asking for the next step. And when you get the business because you have great selling skills, everyone will think it's because you're a great closer. But you'll know why now that you know the truth. About closing, that is. For the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, I'm Mace Haroff. Go out and sell something that makes a difference in people's lives. And remember, whatever you do, the patient always comes first. I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.